कबिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय गौरनिता गौरनिता जय गौरनिता, जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदाय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text Number 17, Chapter entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Text 17. Bhayam Pramatasya Vaneshu Apisyad. यत स आस्ते सह सत्प सपत्नः जितेन्द्रियस्यात्मरतेर्बुधस्य गृहाश्रम किं नु करोति अवद्यम् भयं प्रमतस्य वनेषु अपि स्यात् यत स आसते सह षट् सपत्नः जितेन्द्रियस्यात्मरतेर्बुधस्य गृहाश्रम किं नु करोति वद्यम् भयं प्रमत्तस्य वनेष्वपि स्यात् यत स आसते सह षट् सपत्नः जितेन्द्रियस्यात्मरतेर्बुधस्य गृहाश्रम किं नु करोत्यवद्यम् भयं प्रमतस्य वनेष्वपि स्यात् यत स आसते सह षट् सपत्नः जितेन्द्रियस्यात्मरतेर्बुधस्य गृहाश्रम किं नु करोत्यवद्यम् भयं प्रमत्तस्य वनेष्वपि स्यात् यत स आसते सह षट् सपत्नः जितेन्द्रियस्यात्मरतेर्बुधस्य गृहाश्रम किं नु करोति वद्यम् भयं प्रमत्तस्य वनेष्वपि स्यात् यत स आस्ते सह षट् सपत्नः जितेन्द्रियस्यात्मरतेर्बुधस्य गृहाश्रमा किं नु करोति वद्यम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, भयम् फियर प्रमतस्य ऑफ वन हु इज बिविल्डर्ड, वनेशु इन फॉरेस्ट, अपि इवन स्यात् देयर मस्ट बी, यतः बिकॉज, सह ही वन हु इज नॉट सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड, आस्ते इज एग्जिस्टिंग, सह विथ षट सपत्नः सिक्स को वाइव्स, जितेन्द्रियस्य फॉर वन हु हैज ऑलरेडी कॉन्कर्ड द सेंसेस, आत्मरते सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड, बुद्धस्य फॉर सच अ लर्नेड मैन, गृहाश्रम हाउस होल्ड लाइफ, किम वॉट नु इंडीड, करोति कैन डू, अवद्यम हार्म। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन, इवन इफ ही गोज फ्रॉम फॉरेस्ट टू फॉरेस्ट, वन हु इज नॉट सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड मस्ट ऑलवेज फियर मटेरियल बॉन्डेज बिकॉज ही इज लिविंग विथ सिक्स को वाइव्स, द माइंड एंड नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग सेंसेस। इवन हाउस होल्डर लाइफ however cannot harm a self satisfied learned man who has conquered his senses. Purport, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, grihe va vanete thake ha gauranga bole dake. Whether one is situated in the forest or at home, if he is engaged in the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya, he is liberated person. Here this is also repeated, for one who has not controlled his senses, going to the forest to become a so-called yogi is meaningless. Because his uncontrolled mind and senses are going with him, he cannot achieve anything, even by giving up household life and staying in the forest. Formerly, many merchantile men from the upcountry of India used to go to Bengal, and thus there is a familiar saying, if you go to Bengal, your fortune will go with you. Our first concern, therefore, should be to control the senses. And since the senses cannot be controlled unless engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, our most important duty is to engage the senses in devotional service. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. Bhakti means engagement of the purified senses in the service of the Lord. Herein, Lord Brahma indicates that instead of going to the forest with uncontrolled senses, it is better and more secure to engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Even household life can do no harm to a self-controlled person acting in this way. It cannot force him into material bondage. Srila Rupa Goswami has further enunciated his position. Iha yasser harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilashu api avasthasu jivan muktasa uchyate. Regardless of one's circumstances, if one fully engages in activities, mind and words in the devotional service of the Lord, he should be understood to be a liberated person. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a responsible officer and a householder. Yet, his service to the cause of expanding the mission of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unique. Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur says, Duradantendriya Kala Sarpa Patali Protkhata Damstrayate. The sense organs are certainly our greatest enemies, and they are therefore compared to venomous serpents. However, if a venomous serpent is bereft of its poison fangs, it is no longer fearful. Similarly, if the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no need to fear their activities. The devotees in the Krishna conscious movement move within this material world, but because their senses are fully engaged in the service of the Lord, they are always aloof from the material world. They are always living in a transcendental position. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिताश्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टेक्स्ट 17, आई विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन अगेन। Even if he goes from forest to forest, one who is not self-controlled must always fear material bondage because he is living with six co-wives, the mind and knowledge acquiring senses. Even householder life, however, cannot harm a self-satisfied learned man who has conquered his senses. So this is fifth canto, chapter 1. Wherein the activities of Maharaj Priyavrat has been discussed. In the previous canto, at the end, it was described by Shukdev Goswami about how Priyavrat Maharaj, who was very much self-controlled in his behavior and activities, since he was under the constant guidance and care of Narad Muni, Parishit Maharaj got surprised that how is it possible that a person who is completely self-satisfied, self-realized person, how he can be again entangled into household life. The first shloka of this chapter itself shows, or the question by Parishit Maharaj shows, that he was thinking that how the householder, how he can again enter into household life if he is already a self-satisfied person. He was thinking that a self-satisfied person is not attracted to any materialistic activities, which is generally indicated by family life or household life. So in that way, he was very much perplexed to understand that how this can happen, how Priyavrat Maharaj can again enter into household life. As we know, the Priyavrat Maharaj, he is a senior brother of Uttanapad, and rather than accepting the throne, he decided to practice a life of renounce order or spirituality under the care and direction of Narad Muni. So he didn't accept the throne. So that's why his younger brother Uttanapad later became the king of the world and he ruled the kingdom. But as we know, the line of Uttanapad has ended, abruptly ended, when Daksha, the second birth, the second time born Daksha from Prachetas, has went to practice tapasya in order to regain his position as Prajapati. So there was no king to rule the kingdom. So that's why Swayambhu Manu, the father of Priyavrat Maharaj, approached his eldest son Priyavrat at the ashram of Narad Muni to request him to take back the responsibility of the kingdom, ruling the kingdom. बट प्रियव्रत महाराज वॉज नॉट वेरी मच इंटरेस्टेड इन दिस. सो स्वयंभू मनु ट्राइड हिज बेस्ट, बट इवन देन प्रियव्रत महाराज वॉज नॉट विलिंग टू एक्सेप्ट हिज रिक्वेस्ट, एंड दैट्स वाई देयर लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अपियर्स, हु ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड द सेम थिंग दैट प्रियव्रत महाराज टू टेक द चार्ज ऑफ रूलिंग द किंगडम. So there are many curious things about this whole episode, that here Brahma is explaining that even if you become an householder, you can still practice your bhakti, you can still practice your spiritual life. There is no need to give up the kingdom or household life. Even in household life also you can practice spiritual life. So he's explaining this to Priyavrat Maharaj. But we also understand that the same thing can also be instructed to Swayambhu Manu also. Swayambhu Manu wanted that his son should take up the kingdom and he will go to the forest so that he can practice his spiritual life nicely. Whereas his own son, who was already into renounced life, he wanted that he should take to the ruling the kingdom. So Swayambhu Manu, if this is the case that practicing spirituality is the prime motto of the life, which Swayambhu Manu was saying that I must practice my spirituality rather than entangling myself back to the ruling the kingdom, I should engage my son to this activity and I will go to the forest. So same thing, many times this question also arises even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same situation is there. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a household person, but he accepted sannyas in order to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. Whereas Nityananda Prabhu itself was an avdhuta, he is a renounced life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to get married and then preach Krishna consciousness to the householders. So a person can ask, if that is the case, then Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should have preached to the householders and let Nityananda Prabhu should take care of the preaching to the whole of the highly educated class of the people of the society. So why this kind of changing the situation? Better Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should have remained in the household life and he could have preached from there. But he accepted renounce order and asked Nityananda Prabhu to accept household life. Whereas activities of the both the people are the same, preaching Krishna consciousness. Here also the same thing is happening. Swayambhu Manu is asking his son Priyavrat Maharaj to accept the kingdom, whereas he himself wants to renounce the kingdom and accept spirituality or take to the renounce order of life. So that's why it appears that the instructions of Brahmaji here, there is a term called agenda-driven preaching. If you might have heard this thing, agenda-driven preaching. You have certain agenda, you want to achieve certain goal, and you are preaching to the masses or the common people to achieve that goal. And sometimes we use this kind of technique for fund collection, book distribution, and many other such activities. So here also, the activities of the agenda is to get Priyavrat Maharaj into ruling the kingdom. And for that purpose, to achieve that goal, there are many Vedic instructions that can be given. Same thing while discussing Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna also, the same thing is happening. Krishna is also having a certain goal. He wants Arjuna to take up to the fighting because that is the goal. And curiously, the same kind of instructions are there in Uddhava Gita also. But there, Lord is asking Uddhava to take to the renounced life, to give up the attachment to the attachment to the yadus and everything, and go to the and renounce every kind of attachment and just follow the instruction of Krishna by giving the message of Krishna to the people at Badrika Ashram. So activities, there are different kind of activities happening with an certain kind of agenda, where we need to accept the certain kind of goal. So here, Brahmaji is trying to say that even if one is liberated, even if he goes to the forest, still he is accompanied by his senses. So one must be fearful to not get entangled into sense gratification even in the forest life. Whereas a person, even if stay in the household life, he can remain safe if he is self-controlled. Now here again, the problem of the agenda-driven preaching is we compare two things. So there are two aspects, even in renounced life and in the household life. In the renounced life, there are perfect practitioner and there is lax practitioner. Even in household life also, there are perfect practitioner and there is lax. Lax means who is taking the things very lightly. So the expert practitioner. So if you want to glorify the renounce order, what generally the debaters do? They compare the perfect practitioner of renounced life and lax practitioner of the household life. This generally happens. And if somebody wants to glorify household life, he glorifies the perfect practitioner of household life and lax practitioner of the renounced life. So what happens in this case? The comparison always bewilders the hearer. He says, oh, you are right. It is better to be in household life rather than to be a rascal renounce order. So yes, it is better to be a good householder rather than be a pretender renouncer. So comparison is always in this way. In every preaching activity you can see, we generally do the same thing. There is certain called as, there is devotees and there are mayavadis. There are one kind of dharma, let's say a kind of a, some religion, let's this religion and that religion. Even if we want to compare which religion is best, what generally people do? The same thing. There is good practitioner and there is lax practitioner. So generally if you want to glorify one religion, what I will do? I will glorify or esteem the right practitioner of that religion and I will degrade or I will compare with the lax practitioner of other religion. You say, see, in that religion such and such nonsense things are happening. In our religion such things doesn't happen in this way. So this is called an agenda where we want to achieve a certain kind of goal. Priyavrat Maharaj understand all these techniques of preaching. So he's not very much enamored by the preaching activities, by Swayambhu Manu or by Brahma also. But at the end, when Brahmaji says that it is the instruction of Lord himself, then he says, I will accept his order. He will accept household life, not because he's been preached by Swayambhu Manu or Brahma. He accepts household life because it is the order of Krishna. So that is how a devotee should be careful about the different kind of a preaching strategies which people takes. And in this way, many people get bewildered that what is right and what is wrong. Because every time such kind of techniques are being used and people get confused. Arre, wo Prabhuji ne toh aisa kaha tha. Ye Prabhuji kuch aisa keh rahe. What is right? What should be followed? So everything has to be seen in a proper perspective. So here, when we say that mind, one time one person asked me that, Prabhuji, why have you accepted this renounced lifestyle? क्या भक्ति घर में रह के नहीं की जा सकती? क्या आपको इसी प्रकार का वेश परिधान करने की आवश्यकता है भक्ति करने के लिए? Then he started giving me examples. See, तुकारा महाराज सच एन आइडियल एग्जाम्पल ऑफ हाउस होल्ड लाइफ. ही अचीव परफेक्शन इन इज प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति इन इज हाउस होल्ड लाइफ. ही सेड सी द लाइफ स्टाइल ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. ही अचीव परफेक्शन बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति इन हाउस होल्ड लाइफ. सो वॉट इज द नीड एंड नेसेसिटी फॉर यू टू प्रैक्टिस भक्ति इन रिनाउंस होल्ड लाइफ ओनली. He said that mind is such a uncontrolled and senses are so impetuous that it is very difficult for a person to remain honest in this kind of ashram. And Krishna also says, mithyachara so uchyate. So rather than become a mithyachari, why not practice an honest household life? So this question was very much pointing to certain thing that here in this statement there is certain pre-assumption was there, and that assumption was that it is impossible for anyone to practice renounce order life. It was pre-assumed here, and that's why this statement was there. And also when we see the life of the great acharyas, even in the household life, how they have practiced their spiritual life. I just ask him, do you want to be like Tukaram Maharaj? Do you want me to be practice bhakti as Tukaram Maharaj practice bhakti? He said, yes, it is good. I said, just ask Tukaram Maharaj wife whether she was happy with Tukaram Maharaj practicing bhakti in household life. Whether he was happy. Whether she was happy. She was always scolding Tukaram Maharaj, was not giving enough time and attention to the family life. So do you want me to be like Tukaram Maharaj? Is it a good example for me to practice spiritual life as a householder? Then I asked another asker, you give me the answer, the statement of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I asked him, do you know how Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj's life was? How much time he used to spend in practicing, in preaching and other activity and writing books? Do you know his whole schedule, everyday schedule? And he said, yes, I know. So do you want to be like that? So that his wife, since his wife was very elevated soul, do you think if I also become householder, will my wife will be like her? So do you want me to be like Bhakti Vinod Thakur by making my wife's life miserable either? Then he first started thinking, that could be right also. See, the thing is that many times people give such kind of examples. It has certain agendas to follow. So rather than becoming carried away by a certain agendic way of preaching, one should be very thoughtful in understanding the whole scenario and taking proper decisions. Let us see that, is it required? Like here it is said, Brahmaji is saying that even if a person is in the household life, if he is self-satisfied and self-controlled, he can still achieve the highest destination. And that is true, there is no doubt on this. But ask the question, is it so easy? Let us see certain great exalted grihasthas or householder who have renounced their household life in order to achieve the spiritual destination. We give the example of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj is that person who even in the household life used to practice all the limbs of devotional service perfectly. He is the ideal standard for everything. One can give, see, Ambarish Maharaj was practicing nine limbs of devotional service in a perfect way. So what is the need of renouncing? Just read the Bhagavatam again in further. You will realize that even Ambarish Maharaj have renounced household life after some certain time. Swayambhu Manu, he himself is coming here to speak to the Priyavrat Maharaj to take up to the household life. What he has done? He himself has renounced. He wanted that his son Priyavrat to take up the kingdom, take up the throne, so that he can be free to take to the renounce out of life. Even Rishabdev, whose sons were very exalted people, Bharat Maharaj was one of them, He himself took to the renounce order of life. And when there is one statement there, that such a personality who can achieve so many things, who is completely self-controlled, why he have to renounce everything? Why he cannot use certain things in order to set a good example? In that purport, Prabhupada is, and even Shukdev Goswami says, that just like a person doesn't put faith in the serpent which is in the captive state, because he knows as soon as the opportunity arrives, the serpent can bite. So similarly, this mind is like a serpent. As soon as the opportunity arrives, the mind can create havoc in the practitioner lives. So just as a person should not put faith in the serpent, so the spiritual practitioner should never put faith in this serpent-like mind, which can bite him at any time. So it is always better to be safe than to be sorry. So we have to understand that at some point of time, whether you are a good householder or not, still at some point of time, one has to give up all kind of attachment and completely focused himself on the practicing of Krishna consciousness with one pointed attention. It is not that it is difficult to practice Krishna consciousness household life. It is, one can do and one can achieve the same result. Grihe thako, vane thako, sada hari bole thako. It is true that just by being householder, one cannot achieve the spiritual kingdom. It is not like that. So one can achieve even being in the household life, but there is always a risk. Because while staying in the household life, there is a risk of getting into comfort zone. There is a risk of getting attached to the facilities which a person is getting. And if a person is not careful, his bhakti will become dependent on certain external facilities. Just like, for example, sometimes I jokingly ask to some of the elderly grihastha people, I ask them, so Prabhuji, what is your age now? And he says, Prabhu, my age is now 65. So I said, oh, that means now you are eligible for sannyas life. And he laughs at me and he says, Prabhu, I know I am sannyasi, but I am sannyasi by staying at home. I am happy to be sannyasi at home. I said, I jokingly says to him, but Prabhu, let us renounce everything and go to the forest. Isn't that good idea? And then he says, Prabhu, sannyas life I would have taken, but I am too much attached to hot water. I am too much attached to my daily life schedule. I am attached to certain comfort level at home. So it becomes very difficult for me to give up everything and practice renounce life as you people are doing. I said, we are also attached to certain kind of things, to certain kind of comforts. In specific time only we will do certain activity, in specific thing is available, then only it is easier for us to practice bhakti. So everybody, irrespective of which ashram he is, as long as he is attached to certain kind of facilities for the practice of his own bhakti, it's very difficult to advance. So practicing bhakti should not be dependent on material facilities. If it is like that, then it is very much a big obstacle to the practitioner of spirituality. But also, one should be ready and eager to remain detached from many material things as much as possible. So it is always recommended that at certain point of time, even if one is a perfect householder person, he still should get away from the facilities of household life. He should practice getting detached from the facilities. Otherwise his bhakti will become dependent on certain things. One becomes irritated once when certain facilities not available. He cannot peacefully chant the holy name also. So that is very harmful for the person. So that's why all these great acharyas which we speak, I just given few examples, but you can find many examples from the scripture where a certain householder person who is a very nice devotee, but still he has renounced household life to practice focused, one-pointed attention, attentive bhakti by going into forest life. So that that kind of example we will find everywhere. So yes, householder, whether it is person is householder or a renounced order of life, he still can achieve the highest perfection. But again, the general practice should be, then one should be ready at certain point of time to give up household attachment. That will be very better. Okay, and yeah, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I hope there are no questions. Yes? ठीक है, कुछ ले देते हैं, किसी को शेयर करना है? यस साधु बोलिए प्रभु जी. बी मर्सीफुल टू मी.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु, थैंक यू फॉर शेयरिंग दिस कॉन्ट्रास्ट बिटवीन द पीपल हाउ दे सी ईच अदर एंड ट्राई टू प्रीच अकॉर्डिंग टू द एजेंडास और प्रीचिंग ड्रिवन बाय एजेंडा. बट my question is, when you draw this parallel between the how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a grihastha, he took up the renounce order. Now in the renounce order he is asking us sannyasi to accept the grihastha ashram. How an outsider can understand this? What was the purpose? When you said this, either of them or both of them would have chosen their ashrams or remain there, continued, and would have preached and effective as they are. So how we can understand this, an outsider? What was the cause that they change?
See, as far as I understand, I always have this, thought of asking question to myself that why this is happening, how this is happening. So I also have this doubt, as you have said, and I didn't have got any answer on this. Just like you are asking the question, but something which I made myself satisfied that maybe it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that he wanted to accept the highest rasa as a sannyasi, which he has exhibited by staying in Jagannath Puri. So in order to relish that rasa, he must have done what he have done. Otherwise, there is no reason for him to accept a certain kind of ashram lifestyle. He just did it just because he wanted to taste certain rasa. That how I satisfied myself with. Certainly, all of you can answer. If you know much better reply, I will also be satisfied. What do you think, Prabhu?
What I heard, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas is mainly to preach. So if you see, when he was after getting initiation from Ishwara Puri and he got into chanting of the holy name and getting into Bhava, Radha Bhava, so his students were not accepting it. He was getting more emotional and people were not able to understand what ecstasy he is actually going through. And people were actually committing offense by criticizing him and by, you know, trying to beat him. Even the students thought that if he does like this, next time we will go and beat him. So if they do that, what will happen is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will get unfulfilled. He came here to deliver every people. But if they commit offense towards the Lord himself, then how are they going to get delivered? So that's what he thought. That's when he thought that, okay, I should now take up to renounce order of life, because at that time, in the Varnashram system, Sannyas Ashram was given the most respect. So they thought that, okay, so he thought that, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that, I'll take Sannyas Ashram, and then automatically these people will respect me for what I am. So that's what I think, you know, when I heard Maharaj lecture, that's what the reason he gave. And I think so, Chaitanya Charitamrita also explains this reason.
Yes, so, but question remains that why then he asked Nityananda Prabhu to accept?
Huh?
Why he asked Nityananda Prabhu to accept household?
I think that answer is also there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I exactly don't remember.
Because
but when he asked Nityananda Prabhu to go back and you know, get married and do the preaching, he had a certain purpose to fulfill in Navdeep. Even if you see, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he had instructed Rupa Goswami, all the six Goswamis, to take the renounced order of life. We also wanted to set a certain example in the Grahastha Ashram life. That's why he had asked, I exactly don't remember the exact statement, but there is a mention of this also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where when he asked particularly Nityananda Prabhu to go, people who have done Vidyapit may answer, if they remember. And also, if you see all the subsequent acharyas after Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and six Goswamis, like Shyamananda Pandit Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, they also took up to Grahastha Ashram only. They were actually instructed by Lokanath Goswami, Jiva Goswami, disciples of Lokanath Goswami, and disciples of Jiva Goswami, who are in Renounced Order of Life. But they took up. So ashram doesn't matter. If you want to practice bhakti, whichever ashram you are, if you are very serious about practicing bhakti, that is most important rather than worrying about what ashram we are in.
I hope you are satisfied. If not, then ask my question to him again. So no questions, right? It's much more time, so let us throw. Okay, so thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.